It's 12:30. You're listening to the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Jeff Bossert, in for Craig Cohen. In Illinois public media news at this hour, Champaign-Urbana's Public Health District says it's dealing currently with 6 cases of pertussis, or whooping cough, involving young people in the area. The cases are based in Mahomet, 3 of them in the school district's junior high, and another 3 at Lincoln Trail Elementary School. CUPHD communicable disease investigator Rochella Thompson says there was also one unrelated case in Champaign in October. She says the illness typically comes in waves.
Occasionally we'll see a few cases, and other times, like with this year, you know, we have outbreaks. So it just depends. But, you know, there is a vaccine for pertussis, and we do encourage that children get their, you know, kids vaccinated.
Thompson says children ages 6 and under typically receive the Tdap vaccination shot, while preteens receive a booster shot. She says because pertussis has waning immunity, she says it's also recommended for anyone up to age 64. Thompson says the kids with the illness have all received immunizations but are also exhibiting milder symptoms of whooping cough than the heavy cough is usually identified with the disease. She says the symptoms usually appear 5 to 10 days after exposure. Anyone who may have been is encouraged to see a physician. An Illinois state senator accused of trying to board a flight with a gun and ammunition in his bag says he plans to continue his campaign for the congressional seat once held by Jesse Jackson, Jr. Donnie Trotter is facing a felony gun charge after being stopped by security at O'Hare International Airport. Trotter was released on bond yesterday. He declined to discuss his arrest, but says he intends to remain in the campaign so he can help residents in the 2nd Congressional District. The 62-year-old Chicago Democrat has served in the Illinois legislature since 1988. Prosecutors say he told airport security he uses the handgun for his job with a security company and had forgotten it was in his garment bag. A Champaign bus company has been at least temporarily shut down over alleged safety violations. A message on Lexus Express's website says it's currently not providing transportation services, quote, due to circumstances beyond their control. The owner of the company, also known as Lincoln Land Express, says allegations from the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration are baseless. Robert Frazier also accuses the federal agency of dragging its feet after giving the company an unsatisfactory rating in late October. Frazier says the agency is doing its best to run them out of business. He says the company tried to submit its corrective action plan, and the agency delayed the appeals process by losing 2 FedEx packages.
How could both offices in Washington, D.C. lose those 2 packages? Don't know. I really have no answer for you on that. But we didn't find out that until Monday. Monday we contacted them after it had been over a month and said, what's going on with our appeals process? Well, we have no idea because we don't have it.
Frazier says the company has resubmitted its appeals process. The agency hasn't returned a call seeking comment today. But in a statement Wednesday from the U.S. Department of Transportation, a spokesman said the Motor Carrier Administration is doing a thorough review now of the company's 600-page proposed safety management plan that was submitted last Friday. Frazier says allegations include a bus driver signing a log an hour early because he was drinking coffee before an early morning trip, and a bus lacking a federal sticker because it only runs in Champaign and Urbana and not on highways. The admissions director on the University of Illinois' Urbana campus says despite lower enrollment among in-state residents in this year's freshman class, the U of I remains committed to recruiting Illinois students. Admissions Director Stacy Costell says out-of-state enrollment has gone up with nearly 25% of students in the freshman class being non-residents. She says lagging state support for education and higher tuition rates have made it more challenging for Illinois residents to afford an education at the U of I.
I mean, the easiest way to talk about what's happened is, yes, we're still committed to Illinois. We're still admitting the same number of students. Unfortunately, due to competition and price, you know, we're not yielding the same number of students. And I think the campus is committed to do what we can to correct that.
Undergraduate enrollment at the U of I is up by more than 3,500 students from a decade ago, but there are roughly 200 fewer Illinois residents. Costell says the U of I has put in $12 million in additional financial aid, adding that the university's priority is always in-state students. A mental health agency in Champaign is working to reduce the stigma and debunk some myths about the illness, which it says about a quarter of a million American adults affects a quarter of a million American adults every year. Community Elements is planning a 2-day mental health first aid training program next week where people will learn how to help someone going through a mental health crisis. Social worker Linda Colton says the agency hosted a similar workshop in September and received encouraging feedback from participants.
They loved it. People used it
in conjunction with their work, in conjunction with you know, some of their other community activities. They use it in conjunction with family members.
The workshop costs $90 and will be held all day December 13th and 14th at 1801 Fox Drive in Champaign. For more information, visit our website at will.illinois.edu. A federal lawmaker from Illinois who pressed the Army Corps of Engineers to release more Missouri river water into the drought-starved Mississippi says he understands why the agency has decided against it. Senator Dick Durbin last week joined several other lawmakers from Mississippi river states in asking the Corps to scale back the amount of the Missouri water it began withholding last month from the Mississippi. But a top Corps official, Joellen Darcy, says that won't happen. She says she believes the low Mississippi will remain open despite up to shipping despite concerns otherwise by lawmakers and the barge industry. Durbin says he appreciates the Corps' other rationale and that it's bound legislatively to be stewards of the Missouri, regardless of the political fallout on the Mississippi. In sports, the 13th-ranked Illini men's basketball team flies to Spokane today. Tomorrow night, they'll face 10th-ranked Gonzaga at the Kennel. Coach John Gross says he's concerned by the Bulldogs' front line. There's a distinctly international flavor to the Bulldogs' big men. Top scorer, Ali Harris, plays for the German national team. Twin seven-footers Kelly Olinczyk and Jamek Karnowski represent the Canadian national team and the Polish under-19 team, respectively. Both Illinois and Gonzaga are 9-0 this season. Tomorrow night's game tips off at 9 p.m. The Chicago Bulls will be looking to log a season-high third consecutive road victory when they face the Pistons in Detroit tonight. Chicago will also be trying for an eighth straight win at the Palace of Auburn Hills. So far this season, the Bulls are 9-8, while Detroit has a record of 6-14. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media News.